How to Travel Alone. The same painting is hanging on all four walls of my hotel room. Ship at sea, ship at sea, ship at sea, ship at sea. An empty bed won't say, I love you, until its jaw falls off. The rain believes the earth exists just to give it something to fall against. What can I do from my dingy little room but close the blinds and turn up the TV? Some days I come out wrinkled like a jacket exhumed from a suitcase. Some days I'm as constant as the last soggy cornflake at the bottom of a bowl of milk, that piece that keeps giving the spoon the slip. I'm that ship that can't find shore, can't be sunk. Just days without you, and I've got that midnight streetlight tan, that big chug jug caffeine carelessness, that one loose tollbooth tooth, these highway hiccups. The wooden benches in the train station remind me of the pews in the clapboard church where my cousins are still swaying with the Holy Spirit. Oh, ship at sea, they sing, you are my ark, my raft. But where is the cross, the portrait of Jesus knocking on the inn door? All we have is the schedule board, its clattering numbers and letters, the clock that chimes and chimes. As pigeons descend to devour a dropped sandwich, the station agent's voice echoes over the PA speakers. Here is my ham on rye, with whom I am well pleased. I write postcards I don't send. Each one is a confession. I eat microwave cheeseburgers until my stomach rocks and pitches like a ship at sea. Your voice on this cell phone is a bug trapped in a jar. Your voice on this phone is a sliver under my fingernail. How many nights will you be staying with us? Here is your key card. Here is a brochure to help you interpret the stains on the ceiling tile, to auger the roaches and broken glass. Do not be alarmed if you hear a shout, a trumpet. The high school band tournament is this weekend. Your signal faded, your call dropped. I can't find my reservation number. Your voice on this phone is like a ship at, never mind, I found it. Meanwhile, the greasy clouds go sliding around on the sky like gray eggs in a skillet. Meanwhile, the laundromat beauty queens in their washday sweatsuits thumb quarter after quarter into the machines and pray for miracles. Meanwhile, a shut-in dies buried under a collection of snow globes of Paris, where tiny couples walk up and down the Champs-Élysées in endless winter. A stranger in mirrored shade says, "Take off your shoes, take off your jacket." I do, I do. I unthread my belt in one long pull that whispers it from its loops. Will a skycap please bring a wheelchair to Gate 7B? Jennifer H., please call your sister in North Carolina. Roger M., Roger M., please return to the security checkpoint to retrieve a lost item. Bored by zone number, sit in the wrong seat just to meet a stranger, to apologize, to say, my mistake. You're breaking up. If the engines fail, don't worry. On our cell phones, we'll watch live footage of our plane fireballing into the ocean, our own bodies bobbing in the wreckage and surf. Look, that's us waving. I write postcards I don't send. They all start, Dear Ship at Sea. When I stop to throw them into a dumpster, I glance down into the darkness and see the continent where I was born, as if from space, its cities lit like clustered stars. There are only two directions in the map of my life, the way to you and the way from you.